Hey there. This week, I am happily sharing a free tool for transformation, something I'll be sharing every 4 to 6 weeks or so. This month's free tool is from Carolyn Miss, who is a renowned medical intuitive and best-selling author, speaker, teacher, and good chum of our friend Oprah Winfrey. Caroline has a free 3-part video series that was produced by Sounds True called The Science of Medical Intuition, Self-Diagnosis and Healing with Your Body's Energy Systems, which you can access at any time at the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/CM3, that's C as in Caroline, M as in Miss, and the number 3. And you'll also find a link to access this in the show notes below as well. That's this month's tool for personal transformation. But before I get into today's tool and the topic of medical intuition, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the podcast at highvibetriberadio.com or on our YouTube channel at highvibetribetv.com. I'm also founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. So I'd like to start with defining medical intuition. What is it? Well, according to Wikipedia, a medical intuitive is an alternative medicine practitioner who claims to be able to use their intuitive abilities to find the cause of a physical or emotional condition through the use of insight rather than modern medicine. Other terms for such a person include medical clairvoyant or medical psychic. So here's a little history about medical intuition. It is the practice of claiming to use intuition or clairvoyance for medical information, and it dates back to a gentleman by the name of Phineas Parkhurst Quimby, who lived in 1802 to 1866, whose intuitive healing practice began in 1854. There's also Edgar Cayce, who lived from 1877 to 1945, who was known as one of the most well-known medical clairvoyants. And his legacy lives on today on the Edgar Cayce website, which you can find at edgarcayce.org. Yeah, so it's Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, Cayce, C-A-Y-C-E.org. And he's pretty significant, and I'm going to tell you why in just a second. So, according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, Edgar Cayce was significant because his personal level of consciousness was 465 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It's beyond the level of mastery, right? It's of significantly higher consciousness. And his medical intuitive readings also calibrated at this high of a level as well, at 465 on the map of consciousness. So to put this into further context, the science of medicine calibrates at 450 on the map of consciousness, as well as all sciences calibrate at this level. That's the energy of science. There's a quantum leap in truth and power between the science of medicine and who Edgar Cayce was and what he did at 465. So medicine is 10 to the 450th power on the map of consciousness, and Edgar Cayce's personal level of consciousness and his readings were 10 to the 465th power. So that's a quantum leap in truth and power between the two. Interestingly, his social impact calibrated at an astounding 515, which is huge, rare, and quantum in nature, considering it's the non-linear realm of love and spirit. And to put his social impact into further context, according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, Princess Diana's social impact, as an example, calibrated at 240 on the map of consciousness, which is the energy of salt of the earth. So Edgar Cayce had a significantly greater social impact than Princess Diana, which, I mean, her impact was huge in general in regards to helping underserved populations that deserve, she wanted to provide unconditional love and support to them. And if you're not familiar with a medical intuitive reading, it's essentially a private session with a medical intuitive. Some of them, many of them, can be certified these days, where the intuitive can essentially read what's going on in your body. So Edgar Cayce was known as a medical clairvoyant, meaning he could see what's going on with the body in possibly a variety of ways. I'm not sure what his strong suit was in regards to seeing, and I'm using seeing in parenthetically, in quotes, I mean, in quotes. So I am a clairvoyant, and I receive vivid pictures in my third eye when I ask a question. This is just an example of seeing. And this came to me suddenly during a quantum spiritual awakening that I awakened to this gift of clairvoyance. It's a super, super powerful when you first, you know, stumble upon it, so to speak. So I see things in vivid pictures. If I ask a question in the morning and I'm lying in bed, I'll ask a question and then I'll get an answer in my third eye with this just a flash of an image, which can tell me a picture tells a thousand words. These clairvoyant images can tell an entire lifetime of a story, has been my experience. Like, some of them are super powerful in what they can convey to me. So I also have been able to read people energetically my whole life, which I didn't know I was doing. It's just, this was an intuitive sense that I've always had, but I never really recognize it until others started to point it out to me. And that felt like clairvoyance to me more than other types of intuitive abilities. Like clairaudience is one, which is the ability to hear information, which it appears the medical medium Anthony Williams has the ability to do. He's hearing information from the spiritual dimension, just as an example. Claircognizance is a knowing information and or clear knowing, which I have experienced as a really significant intuitive gift because there's no thinking involved. It just comes out of a knowingness in consciousness. And then there's something called clairsentience, which is more of a feeling of information. And I've experienced all of these at very significant levels throughout my life. But the strongest ones right now for me are clairvoyance and clairaudience. So medical intuitives likely have one or all of these gifts, ways of interpreting information, seeing information, hearing it, feeling it, and knowing it. So before I get into the detail of today's free tool for transformation, I want to tell you a little bit more about Caroline Miss and how she started her renowned career. And according to Sounds True, this is the birth of the science of medical intuition. So this is really addressing the science aspect of it. So here's the story. More than 25 years ago, a Harvard-trained neurosurgeon and researcher named Dr. Norman Shealy, which many of you have probably heard of him in other capacities, was introduced to a young woman with a special gift. She could see illness in other people with only her intuition to guide her. And after extensive testing, Dr. Shealy concluded that her ability to diagnose illness, even from remote distances, was 93% accurate. Today, that medical intuitive, Caroline Miss, is a legend in the field of intuition and energy healing and has 5 New York Times bestsellers to her credit. Together, meaning Dr. Norman Shealy and Caroline Miss, have created a groundbreaking self-care curriculum called The Science of Medical Intuition. Along with Sounds True, they created an introduction to their online course that I'm introducing to you today, which is this free 3-part video series called The Science of Medical Intuition, Self-Diagnosis and Healing with Your Body's Energy Systems. Now, I don't have a calibration for this free tool or their online course. I can, however, share the consciousness calibration of intuition, which calibrates at 505 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It's the land of love and the heart's intelligence, which is a superpower in consciousness, way beyond the consciousness of science and medicine, which I mentioned earlier, that calibrates at 450 on the map. And it's way beyond most of our awareness because we all believe science and medicine is the ultimate, and it's not by, I mean, it's significant, but it doesn't hold a candle to the consciousness in the 500s. Let me just say that. So it's the non-linear realm of love and spirit. Whether you want to believe it or not, love and spirit are far more powerful than science and medicine, reason and rationality that are all in the 400s in their level of consciousness. And intuition is defined by Merriam-Webster.com as an ability to understand or know something without needing to think about it or use reason to discover it. Now, I have had numerous occasions where I experienced truth at high levels, way beyond the land of reason and rationality. So I can assure you that high-level intuition exists, and there are many medical intuitives and certified medical intuitives out there that can attest to this and probably have testimonials from clients to attest to this as well. So here's what you can expect from this free 3-part series with Caroline Miss. The first video discusses what medical intuition is and how you can use it for greater health and healing. The second video discusses why people don't heal. Like, what are the core blocks to healing and how do you let them go? Now, Caroline used her gift of medical intuition for years and probably had thousands of readings, likely. So she knows what the heck is going on and what the common blocks are. I think you can trust the depth of her experience and the level of her gift in these videos that we're sharing with you today. And the third video discusses the 5 keys to developing your own intuition. So I think this is a super powerful and interesting introduction to the notion of becoming a medical intuitive for yourself and using the body's energy systems to do some self-healing. And I'm not a medical intuitive, and I haven't really practiced this, but I do practice self-healings on the energetic level because I understand it. And I've learned quite a bit about it and how to go about self-healing. So again, you can access this month's free tool for transformation at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/CM3. That's C for Caroline, M for Miss, and the number 3. Or you can just go to the link below in our podcast notes that you can just find the link there and go access and register for these 3 free tools that are produced by SoundsTrue.com. So that's it for this episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Thank you for joining me, sharing this podcast with like-minded self-healer types, and giving us a review and rating wherever you downloaded this podcast. Next week, please join me for 1001 Ways to Higher Consciousness, where I share just one of 1001 ways to be of higher consciousness and become the change you want to see in your life. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.